When William S. Cooper arrived in Glacier Bay in 1916, he did so in a large, comfortable research vessel. But Brian Buma's transportation around the inlet was a little more modest. Buma led three scientists along the coastline this summer in kayaks.
And right now, there's a mother bear and three cubs on the shore, right where we want to land. So, they're eating strawberries and intertidal goodies. So we're going to wait a second.
Patience would become a reoccurring theme in Buma's quest to find the lost plots. He's an ecology professor at the University of Alaska Southeast. And there are two characters who have influenced his academic pursuits. One is William S. Cooper, the godfather of modern ecology. The other is referenced in Buma's yellow notebook, the one he takes out with him in the field. On the inside, it says,
"To the Canyon of the Crescent Moon."
A nod to Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, where Indy searches for the Holy Grail. And in some ways, Buma would embark on his own journey, looking for his version of buried treasure. He would combine the spirit of his two idols and set out to find Cooper's lost plot points in Glacier Bay. The research began over 100 years ago when Cooper traveled from his home in Minnesota to Alaska. Cooper wanted to see how the landscape was adapting to glacial melt, and that meant returning to the same spots over time to see how the vegetation changed. By the 1930s, Cooper had stopped coming to the area.
So we have all this really interesting and really exciting studies that he did, but then a big gap. And so I thought it might be just possible to retrace his steps.
To pinpoint the exact locations in Glacier Bay, Buma flew to the University of Minnesota last year to look through Cooper's journals for clues. He found exhaustive notes, photographs, and sketches about where the plots could be found. But finding Cooper's spots would still prove to be a challenge.
He did a lot of distance in paces, which is not generally a standard unit of measurement. And so, frankly, it on paper, it looks pretty easy. And then when you get out there, it turns out to be very, very, very difficult.
And making matters even more difficult, Buma would have to navigate through a different landscape than in Cooper's day. In the early 1900s, there was lots of exposed rock. Glaciers had recently retreated from the plots, but there was still more ice visible. Today, the surroundings are largely a tangle of shrubs and trees.
It's like trying to push through a jungle gym. Like, they just don't give. And so you're constantly contorting yourself to, you know, slope yourself sideways or get yourself diagonal, and you got a backpack and you got a metal detector and you got bear spray.
Hey, bear! That's bear trail here. Suppose they know where they're going.
Buma and his team have spent 2 weeks over the last two summers looking for Cooper's plots. After bushwhacking for hours, sometimes days, they would get an inkling they were in the right location. Maybe it came from Cooper's old black and white photographs, or the compass bearings retooled for today's magnetic north. In any case, that's when they would bring out the metal detector.
The markers are all buried. They weren't buried when he put them in, of course, but they're all buried now.
You're thinking, wow, this is amazing. You know, no one's been here in a really long time. This is the spot that I read about as an undergrad.
And that sounds good.
It took Buma about a week in 2016 to locate all eight of Cooper's plots in Glacier Bay. After cataloging the species of plants in the area, his team did something not possible back in Cooper's lifetime. They took a nitrogen sample from the soil, with the hopes that scientists can better understand how vegetation grows in a place that used to be covered in ice.
Well, all that information will make us better modelers of climate change in the future.
Buma says observations like Cooper's are rare. Most climate change research didn't start until decades later. So this kind of record can help tell us where the future is headed as more of the world's glaciers retreat. It's unclear if Cooper knew that warming would become a threat over 100 years ago. But Buma says he did know that people could have an impact on the environment. Cooper even lobbied Congress to protect Glacier Bay as a national park.
And it makes him prescient in a sense. I mean, even in his very first paper saying the value of this study, and this is almost word for word, if not word for word, the value of this study will only increase with time. So I'm leaving directions so that it can continue after I'm gone.
And Buma says Cooper was right. The value has increased. And he plans to return to Glacier Bay to help maintain this research for the rest of his life. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.